Hello and welcome to the Missouri Beef Industry Council Report. I'm Chuck Zimmerman, and on the program this week, this holiday season, is Steve Taylor, who's Executive Director. Steve, I think it would be nice to know, first of all, how people can look at beef as a great recipe item for holiday cooking.
Well, first of all, we know that the vast majority of consumers out there enjoy the taste of beef, and they associate it with special occasions, celebrations, treating the family well, or dining out with clients or business friends or neighbors or whatever, whether it's on the grill or from the oven or from a restaurant. And I guess the thing that we have seen over the years is part of its cultural tradition from way back across the water in merry old England, but certainly a holiday roast fills the house with a pretty pleasant aroma, and it symbolizes special occasions. And we've always, for several years, we've talked about creating a new holiday roast tradition and helping people understand that it really is simple to cook a nice roast for Christmas. And every year about this time we get calls from people who say, which cut do I buy, how hot should the oven be, how long do I cook it per pound, and that sort of thing. So finally we've got a nice handy brochure that explains all of that for all the different cuts that make good roasts. Plus, the Beef It's What's for Dinner website has a lot of holiday roast information and recipes on it as well. So we're trying to make it as easy as possible, and we've got a lot of retailers now who are on board promoting beef for the holidays too. So it's kind of a nice opportunity to talk to folks.
And I understand the Beef Checkoff has done some research on how consumers do use beef during the holiday.
And I was totally shocked, I guess, to find out that about a third of all the rib and ribeye roasts that people buy during a whole year are purchased during that 1 week right before Christmas. So we've already got a lot of people who are doing that. We just want to make sure they can make it as easy as possible for themselves. And a lot of other folks are thinking about it, but they always get nervous because of maybe the price of a nice rib roast, and they don't want to goof it up, so they're a little afraid about that. But it really is very simple and easy, and we can help make sure they have the confidence to go ahead and do that.
Does your staff at Missouri Beef Industry Council have any recommendation on like a favorite roast that you'd recommend to them this holiday season?
They did tell me about a recipe that they've tried that involves a thyme pepper rub and some cranberry sauce that's actually a part of the cooking of the roast, and they really, really liked it, and families liked it. So that's one that is on the beefitswhatsfordinner.org website. And I think people will find that one, as well as a variety of others, that would be just as good.
Well, thank you very much. That's Steve Taylor, who is Executive Director for the Missouri Beef Industry Council. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.